Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Cute Code and Tenderfoot TV present Bloodthirsty Hearts, starring Victoria Morales, Sophia Bryant, Gus Burney, Savon Alira Rose, and Cheyenne Haynes, created by George V. Ganim. Episode 6, Half-Blood Ghost.
Would you hurry it up, Susu? How are you? Not tired. We've been running for like 2 minutes, tops. 2 Mississippi minutes, maybe.
The gate to the parking garage is right there. Power through. You sure your car's on this level?
6A, yep. I remember, because Denny kept saying we were all 6A beasts with a shitty Austin Powers accent. It was not funny.
If Denny told me she and her dad accidentally Freaky Friday'd, I'd be moderately surprised. Man, I hope the others don't think we ditched them.
Even if we were able to get back in the Coliseum, what then? We can help them more from out here than in there anyway. How is it?
Hit the key fob.
Key fob? Who do I look like, Melinda Gates?
Melinda who?
Who?
I'm just the lot of time to take any crazy one. I swear, just please stop chasing me. I got kids. I lied. I don't have any kids. I have cats. 5 cats. I'm a cat daddy. I'm just a cat daddy who wants to get home with his Spice Girls.
Ew. It's distracting. Come on. Wait. To boost your galas?
Right. Because why not?
They're fighting each other.
What is happening?
I don't think they're fighting anymore.
What are they doing? Oh my word, no. Oh my Atlanta, no. Heavens, what? What?
But why are you even watching this?
I wish I had an answer for you.
Let's, give them some privacy.
Right. Yeah. Is it gonna? Oh wow, that little one's a freak.
Blake!
Right. Man, Aaron would love this. Wow, Susu. Your parents actually let you drive this beater?
Only when Papa takes the Bentley for a weekend in the country.
Feels like I should be wearing a helmet or something.
Ha ha. But I actually need you to hop out and give us a push.
Seriously? How are we gonna get away in a getaway car that doesn't get away?
My car drives fine, but the last thing I want to do is turn the engine on and alert Romeo and Juliet back there. It's not a big deal, Blake. Each level in this garage is sloped. Just give us a little push and I'll steer us out of here in neutral.
Why don't you push and I steer?
You just my ride and now you want to drive it?
I swear to God, if your shitbox gives me tetanus.
That's the spirit. Go team!
Well?
Blake and Susu aren't up there.
Where could they have gone?
For help, hopefully.
They dead.
Denny!
What? Hey, is anyone hungry? I got hankering for chips, maybe some ice cream, a sandwich, blood, candy,
a hot dog.
Chips, ice cream, a sandwich, a couple crackers, blood.
There it is again.
I heard it too.
I'm starving, okay? It's making me lightheaded. Will someone text Blue Blue and see if they can bring back some tacos or something?
Blue Blue?
Blake and Susu. Blue Blue. It's their celebrity couple name, idiot.
Well, I hope Blue Blue is all right.
Joy?
Yeah?
You know you called Denny your friend earlier.
I did.
Right before you violated that Strigala's armpit?
Oh, well, it was a pretty stressful situation, and adrenaline's a crazy mofo. It was all a blur, really.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't like one of those things where you say something by mistake, but subconsciously it's kind of how you feel.
Freudian slip?
A what?
You know Sigmund Freud?
Those sequin queens with the tiger show?
Siegfried and Roy?
Yeah.
No.
No?
What?
What was the question?
I don't remember.
The thought did cross my mind, though. I mean, how could it not? Aside from Susu and Blake, we all kind of slipped right back into how we were.
Yeah.
And I know you're mad at Susu, but I don't regret saying yes to coming. I mean, I'd rather not be at the epicenter of an invasion, but invasions aside, I'd be lying if I said I didn't miss you guys.
We missed out on some pretty clutch friend time, didn't we?
We really did. Jeez, Denny.
Not I.
Sorry, it was actually my stomach.
Come on, let's go.
Go.
Lego.
Where are we going?
To the concession area.
But the Strigala.
We might die tonight, Aaron. And I don't know about you, but if I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna go out Augustus Glooping. Now, are you hashtag the Last Supper or not?
Screw it. Let's feast.
The Cuyahoga County advisors have enacted a civil community-wide curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. Updates to follow.
Do you think this means people know what's going on? It's too quiet. The radio robot did say there was a curfew.
If people really knew what was going on, they'd be flooding the streets. People don't follow the rules when they panic.
Shit. Look at all those storefronts. That's some serious property damage.
Cops!
Oh, maybe they can help us.
Weirdest thing anyone's ever said while being pulled over?
Evening.
Hello, officer!
Boy, are we glad to see you guys.
You are?
Boy, are we.
Boy, do I hope you'd stop saying boy.
We need your help.
Our help.
Yes! We were just at the Coliseum for the Bloodthirsty Hearts convention, and there were these monsters known as Strigalas that we all thought were fictional, but actually weren't fictional. They were real, and they've been murdering everyone. They bit our friend Denny,
And we're pretty sure they're out killing our friends and families and everybody else as we speak.
Striga, what now?
Think they're talking about them creatures from that geeky Thirsty Heart Moon convention.
Bloodthirsty Hearts. Technically, they were introduced in the novels first, but...
Uh-huh. So you're saying you were just at the convention for this geekathon, and these creatures from the very same movies y'all are there for showed up and are now flying around Cleveland killing people?
Yes!
Oh, man! Oh, this is too good.
You don't believe us?
Believe you. Hell, we ought to pat you down for bath salts.
Why else would there be a curfew?
Miss, there's a citywide blackout on Halloween night. You do the math.
Hooligans are afoot. Businesses destroyed. Groceries ransacked.
Underage miscreants like yourselves breaking rules, I reckon.
In fact, dispatch been getting calls all night about a group of pillaging scoundrels in big elaborate costumes running amok terrorizing the area. Maybe they're friends of yours.
That's them. Those are the Strigalas we're talking about.
We're telling you the truth.
You're telling us lies, sweetheart. Come to think of it, we ought to search your vehicle. I got a feeling we may find a pair of fuzzy ears and a tail that fit the description.
What? No, we don't have... Those things aren't in costume.
We're trying to warn you. People are in danger.
The only people in danger are you two curfew breakers if y'all don't get your cabooses out of this here car and comply. Capiche me?
No.
No.
Get your asses out of the
car. Get out now.
Wait.
What in the sand hell?
Shit.
That's them. We gotta go.
Not so fast, heathens.
You two think you're so smart with your shifty diversion tactics.
V,
This isn't a diversion. It's an invasion.
Get out of the car.
But sir...
Get out of the car now.
They...
I've had about enough of your lip.
They're gonna kill you.
Is that a threat? This one just threatened me.
You girls have 3 seconds to comply, or we will be forced to use... force. One.
No, wait!
Two.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Three.
Seriously?
Maybe we should stun them.
Good idea.
What the actual...
Holy shit. Those guys died so hard.
Are we good? Are any Strigalas following us?
No, I think we're good.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Hot dogs, salt, a pretzel, and room temp cheese. My body's a temple.
I just dipped 2 churros in some melted soft serve because I'm worth it.
Bon apple cheese, guys.
Huh?
Bon apple cheese. Denny, are you saying bon apple tea?
I thought you were, like, valedictorian smart. Jesus, Jenny, could you eat any louder?
Uh-oh. Jenny?
I'm not feeling too good.
You all right, Denny?
Her body's physically rejecting these concessions.
Aaron, give her a napkin.
I think Susu was right. You should probably tie me up.
Maybe no one's home?
Oh, someone is definitely home.
Who goes there?
Oh my god, it's her.
Hello?
Hello, is...
Nope.
I'm sorry?
Nope, meaning no. An adverb, often used as an interjection, but with an emphatic and linguistically meaningless P-E at the end. As in, nope, I do not have candy.
Oh, no, we're not trick-or-treaters.
Well then, I have no interest in political, religious, or charitable solicitations, whatever they may be.
Ew, no. We're in high school. We don't care about that stuff yet.
Agnes? Agnes Lipa?
Maybe. Who are you?
My name is Susu, and this is my...
I'm Blake.
That was awkward. What do you want?
We need your help.
If this is some Halloween tomfoolery, I will warn you. I have in my possession an astonishingly pointy replica sword, and I am not afraid
Miss Lipa. We're huge fans of yours, and under better circumstances, I would have loved to hear more about the replica sword of Damocles Dr. Seamus unearths in Sicily, a quarter of the way through BTH, half-blood ghost. But something terrible is happening. Cleveland is under attack.
By whom? Michigan?
By Zapharos and his army of Strigalas.
Talk about bearing the lead. How on earth did you find me?
Oh, It was pretty easy, actually. You see, when I was 12, word got out that you had moved back to Cleveland, and, well, I sort of had this dream that we'd meet, you'd take me under your wing, and we'd write your next book together. Silly, right? Right. Anywho, I checked the city's public records to find out which homes were recently sold in the area at that time, and...
But I purchased mine with a...
LLC? I figured you would. And man, did I comb through LLCs. But one kind of stood out to me. MDMEDB23.
How did you...
How did I know it was you? It's a cryptonym. MD, Doctor of Medicine, was a reference to Dr. Seamus or his dad, obviously. But MEDB? I'll admit, I struggled a bit with that one. At first, I thought it could be an acronym until I realized that, actually, it was a tetrograph. MEDB was how they used to spell Maeve in Old Irish. Maeve, Queen Maeve, Seamus's ghost mom. And then there's the number 23.
Okay, you're just flexing now.
Two possibilities. It was either an homage to Northeast Ohio's Lord and Savior LeBron James, or 23 actually stood for two-thirds, as in the old Maeve mythology that her hotness was so freaking hot, it would rob two-thirds of a man's valor at the very sight of her. M.D. Maeve, two-thirds LLC. Like I said, huge fan.
Smart girl.
Really? You think I'm smart?
But alas, the hell gates are open. I tried to explain to everyone that the Strigala was a living, breathing, and in my experience, considerate lover of a creature.
Oh, gross.
But no one believed me. Instead, the world labeled me non compos mentis, not of sound mind. They stole my life's work and turned it into a parody. Look what's happened now.
But you'll help us, right?
Why should I?
Why? Are you serious, Susu? Is she serious?
Oh, I'm very serious, Blake. I haven't left my home in 6 years. My only friend is my mailwoman, Kate. Kate the mailwoman. That's it. There's nothing out there in the world for me. So why should I care to help?
Because obviously... I'll tell you why, you...
Because if you don't, we're all screwed. Blake, me, Kate the male woman, everyone. Because if you don't, Denny, who got bit by a Strigala, is going to turn into one of them. Joy will have to stab her in the armpit, and Aaron, well, it'll all be my fault.
Who are these people?
They're our friends, and they're depending on us. Everyone is depending on us. They just don't know it yet. But we can't do it without you. Now, I consider myself a Bloodthirsty Hearts expert. I even run a semi-successful fan page called Hellseeing Zeros. Maybe you've heard of it. Anyway, you brought BTH into this world. I don't have half the Strigala knowledge you have, and if we're gonna stand a chance against them, against Zapharos, we need you. And I get it, you're an agoraphobe, literally everything scares you, but I'm scared too. These Strigalas are freaking scary, Agnes. They really are. But we have to do this.
Borscht.
What?
Borscht. It's like catnip for Strigalas. The smell alone will send them into a frenzy. More people would know this if producers didn't ignore its importance in my novels. They claim borscht looked too much like someone's bloody stool.
I knew it!
All right, so we just need to make enough borscht to draw in those assholes and then we kill them all.
Not all. Just one.
Zapharos.
There. You're all tied up, Denny.
It's for the best. You guys look hella tasty.
Aww.
Can we get you anything, you know, besides flesh?
I'm all right. Ugh, I just wish...
What?
Nah, it's nothing.
What is it, Denny? You can tell us.
It's tough because I know it's never going to happen now, but... I wish... I
just wish one of you guys had a phone on you so that you could record me when I turn. It's gonna be comedy.
I know, Danny. I know. I was thinking the same thing.
So this is really it, huh?
Feels like it.
I do wish we could find a phone.
Why?
I don't know. To call our parents? You think your mom is still alive?
My mom? I don't know. She's out of shape and can't run, so I doubt it.
Shh! Erin, something's at the door. I'm aware. What do we do?
Phew. I think it's gone.
That was...
Ah! Oh!
My
timber.
Hello, girls.
Here. My old borscht recipe.
Okay. Wait. Are you not coming with us?
Oh, honey. You delivered an exquisite speech, but no.
But...
You've gotten this far, haven't you? You're a smart girl, Susu. Knew it from the first time I watched your video breaking down the different types of potions described in the Alchemist Apprentice chapter in Blood 1.
You've seen my fan page!
You can do this. Your friend? The one bitten by Strigala?
Denny.
Yeah. She needs a mixture of garlic, Strigala blood, and virgin tears applied to the infected area.
Oh!
This virgin obsession is...
Excessive, right?
So excessive.
Yeah. Monsters are perverts.
Big ol' pervs.
Thank you, Agnes.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, and if you find yourselves in a difficult situation, just take a moment and think, what would Dr. Seamus do?
Yeah, no, we're not gonna do that.
Long story.
For another time.
So, guess we ought to go grocery shopping.
You ready for this?
Absolutely not, but let's do it anyway.
Bloodthirsty Hearts stars Victoria Morales as Susu, Sophia Bryant as Blake, Gus Burney as Erin, Savon Alira Rose as Joy, Cheyenne Haynes as Denny, with Naomi Grossman as Agnes Lipa, Happy Anderson as Timofey Kent. Additional performances by Julian Gosa, Thomas Hobson, Chris Pencell. Created and written by George V. Ganim. Directed by Sam Beasley. Executive produced by Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, Donald Albright, Payne Lindsay, and George V. Ganim. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer Sheena Pinkney. Original music by Darren Johnson and Brian Kessley. Edited by Gabe Birch. Sound design by Scott Mankey. Mixed by Matt Yoakum. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, and Ben Milchev. Additional engineering by David Tatasciore. Additional editor, Eric Aaron. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Music editor, David Tatasciore. Musical performances by Isaiah Gage and Will Tendy. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisors, Aaron Sauerland and Arlo Thompson. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson and Paolo Wolfsdorf. Head Production Assistant, Nathan Yan. Production Assistant, Noah Jorgensen. Post coordinator, Beatrice Neronia. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Mara Schuster Lefkowitz, and Devin Hennessy. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Bloodthirsty Hearts is a Q Code and Tenderfoot TV production.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind the scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galleon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galleon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.